Our second speaker is Jason S. from Georgia.
Hi, I'm Jason. I'm an alcoholic. In all my years of drinking, I was able to experience many different situations. But today, I must say, is the greatest of them all. When I woke up this morning, I was an inmate firefighter at Walker Faith and Character Based Prison. And God willing, when I lay my head down tonight, I will be at Walker Faith and Character Based Prison. But for today, I'm being able to share how I become happy, joyous, and free. I can't really blame the way I was brought up on the way that I turned out. Because other than when my father left for about a month or so, I had nothing but pleasant memories as a child. There was three of us. I had an older brother, my sister, and I. Our parents were very warm and loving people who wanted nothing more but to bring their kids up in a loving, respectable home. I would say as a child that I was a shy, timid, somewhat of a mother's boy. Having an older brother allowed me to be able to hang out with an older crew, and at that point, I began to feel a little out of place. At the age of 11, I was introduced to alcohol. And when I took that first drink, I realized it made me feel like I'd fit in, that I was a lot more outspoken. I knew from that point forward, if the opportunity ever presented itself, I would drink again. At the age of 16, I'd gotten a part-time job, and the only real responsibility I had was to pay half of my car insurance. So I did what I thought normal teenage boys do, and I spent my weekends drinking and partying. At the age of 17, I'd become really rebellious against my father. After months of fighting, I dropped out of high school and become employed with the company that he'd worked for. I found out in the construction business that there were so many others just like me. And it didn't take long for me to realize that with my father being my boss, that if I laid out of work, he would cover for me. At the age of 18, I fell in love not only with a female, but also with a lifestyle. I told myself that I would soon outgrow it, but that day never did come. At the age of 20, we had two twin daughters, and followed a year later by their younger sister. It was about the time the twins were 3 years old that I found out they biologically was not my children. And man, did this hurt me on the inside. I told myself that I would forgive, but I was soon to find out that I would never forget. In the years that passed, I began to be filled with anger and rage, and I always feared that my children would grow up not to respect me, not being their father. As I got to feeling like this, there would be arguments around the house, and I would leave and go on binges for 3, 4, 5 days at a time. I would lay out of work. I'd put my father's job at risk. And then when I'd come home, my house would be nothing but violence and arguments. I never realized what I was bringing my kids through. Then in 2008, between 2008 and 2009, I had a series of events that at one time I would considered calamities, but today I consider them necessities. In June of 2008, my brother and I were spending the Sunday together, and before the day was over, me and him had a big falling out. Usually when my brother and I had a falling out, it would only last 2 or 3 weeks and everything would go back to normal. But this one was a much different situation. In the week that followed, I woke up one morning to go to work and the phone was ringing. And when I answered the phone, it was my brother's brother-in-law telling me that my brother had passed away. I was never able to tell my brother that I was sorry. About 3 months later, Tanya had decided that she was fed up with living with me, and she left too. So here I am sitting around, and I'm pondering the loss of my brother, the loss of my family, and I'm watching my mama battle brain cancer. Well, in November, I go to court, and I'm granted temporary custody of my biological daughter. In the weeks that followed, I told myself that I would go out and celebrate. So I took one weekend, and I went out, and I partied all weekend long, a lot of intense drinking, and very little sleep. On that Monday morning, I decided that I was in no condition to go to work, so I called in once again. Sometime around lunchtime that day, it hit me that I should go home and be a father to the daughter that I was battling for in court. So I get ready to leave. I go to the gas station. I go to get some money out of the ATM, get some gas, and I buy a beer. The next day I wake up, I'm in Grady Memorial Hospital to find out that I'd been charged with vehicular homicide and DUI. My father come and bonded me out that following Wednesday. I went home and I told myself that I'd never really wanted to drink again. I laid on the couch. I soaked in self-pity, just thinking about the life that I had taken from another individual. But in the week that followed, I noticed that my habits were slowly progressing right back to the same way they was. I was just justifying it because I wasn't drinking while I was driving. Come December, I was locked up one more time. And I was at the county jail. And at the county jail, you're not allowed to have any contact visits. So I'd been there about a month. And my dad brings my mom in to see me. And he pushes her in her wheelchair. And I pick up the phone. And I'm talking to my mom through the glass. And all I could really think about was, this was going to be the last time I'd ever see my mom alive. All I really wanted to do was hug her neck. In the May that followed, my mom passed away, and I was unable to attend the funeral. So I go to court, and I'm given a 15-year sentence, 10 of which I'm to serve in prison. I finally make it to the prison, and I thought back in times that when I had really felt out of place, this was a place that had really made me feel out of place. So I catch myself in prison, and I'm still using at my first institution whenever the opportunity presents itself. In 2011, I'm shipped to Jackson County Correctional Institute, where my life would slowly take a change. In August of 2011, I was able to join the inmate fire department. And it was when I joined the inmate fire department that I found something that I truly love and enjoy doing once again. I caught myself sitting on my bunk at nights, wondering what life would be like if I never took another drink. But then I sat and also thought about, for 31 years, I still had never figured out how to not pick up that first drink. Well, being a fireman in a situation in a prison, you're around the gentleman you're with on the fire department 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, I started bonding pretty close with the gentleman, and he seemed pretty sure about his recovery. The more we talked, the more he talked about Alcoholics Anonymous. So, the meetings were held on Thursday nights, and so one Thursday I took the initiative to attend. And I never will forget my very first meeting. We do our readings, and not long after we get finished with our readings, Roy and Jim walk in, and by looking at the gentleman, they were completely different in every aspect of life. I think that's what made my very first meeting, so perfect. As Roy began to speak, there was a lot of similarities to his story and mine. Roy had been a lot like I was as a child, but what really fascinated me about his story is that he had been in prison too. The most fascinating part about his story was that he had been sober about as long as that I had been alive. And then Jim shared his story, and Jim had never been to prison, just a couple of stints in the county jail for a DUI. But he said so many things that made sense. And when I made it back to my dorm that night, all I could really think about was Roy's story and how much hope I now had that I could one day be sober. I continued to go to the meetings, and week after week, these gentlemen showed with joy. I never will forget the first Thanksgiving after I started attending meetings. After the 6:30 count, the officers would come and let us know it was time for a meeting. But on this Thanksgiving, the sergeant on shift said there wouldn't be no meeting because it was Thanksgiving. We argued with the officer for a second, and he finally let us out of the dorm. And to his disbelief, these two gentlemen showed up. It was at this time that I had felt a love like I hadn't felt in such a long time. Here I was at my bottom, and these two men took time away from their families to come in and share a message with somebody like me. At Jackson County, the way the Georgia Department of Corrections worked, the volunteers there couldn't really have no more interaction with you other than just carrying the meeting. So it was at these meetings that I was able to gain a lot of knowledge about the Alcoholics Anonymous program. But there was still so much more that I was missing. In August of last year, I was shipped to Walker Faith and Character Based Prison, which has truly turned out to be a blessing in my life. I've been able to obtain my MPQ-1 and MPQ-2 firefighter certifications, but most of all, I've finally been given the opportunity to work the steps. Jim is now my sponsor, and for that I am forever grateful. These two men hold a great place in my heart. I can remember when I first started my sentence that how much I hated the system for not letting me, go to my mom's funeral. I hated myself for not being there for my mom. I hated myself for taking the life of another man. Not only had I pulled a father away from my children, but this man would never be allowed to see his children again. And for a long time, it's really built up in me, and I had no way to get it off. But today, I can say that I'm grateful for my prison experience. Because I've realized now that I was bound in chains long before I ever come to prison. Today I look forward to waking up day after day and seeing what God has in store for my life. I'm no longer ashamed of who I am or what I've become. I found a freedom even in my bottoms. I feel like that there's no farther lower that I could go, but I've watched God slowly restore so many things. My relationship with my children are probably better now than they have ever been. The relationship with my father is greater now than it's ever been. And it's in prison where I've truly found joy. I found the firefighters program, I have found AA, and I have found sobriety. Today marks my official fourth year of sobriety. I would just like to take this time to thank Roy and Jim for stepping inside a correctional facility to bring the message to a lost soul like myself. But I would also like to thank Warden Lee and the staff and everyone at Walker Faith and Character Based Prison who has made this dream a reality for me here today. Thank you for letting me share.